We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Yud. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, which is the last word on page 36. And amidst Hashem tonight, we will finish the Siman. So the Mechaber says, and these two Sifim that we'll do tonight discuss some garments that we might not be so familiar with. Certainly, their names we're not familiar with, but the very important klolim come out of these halachos. So Halacha Yud Aleph, the Mechaber says, Sudar Shenosnin al Hatzavar b'Malchus Eretz Yisrael. Some kind of scarf that they place on their necks in the Malchus of Eretz Yisrael. Shenikra ba'arvi shid, in Aravi it's called shid, v'chein buka, she'enosnin b'svarad al kisveyam, and so too the buka that they put on their shoulders in svarad, p'turim. These two garments are pater. Says the Mishabura is already on the next page, on page Yutes. Top line, sifkaton yudalde apaturim, af shahaya machzik oso hachaticha ka'ama o amasayim. Even though these two garments, they were an amma or two amos wide, and therefore they had the shear of tzitzis, as we see, v'yesh kidei lechasos rosho v'rubo shal katan, they have the proper size that can cover the head and the majority of the body of a katan, which we'll see as a shear shortly. Afilu hachi paturim, still these garments are pater, v'ayin bibir halacha. So here we're going to follow instructions, and we're going to look at the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha starts on the bottom of the page before. On the very bottom of page 36, we'll read through this interesting Bir Halacha. Sudar Shenosnim is Pater. I am a Mishabura. V'atam lazeh kosa b'Beis Yosef. Here the Bir Halacha quotes the Beis Yosef. Why are you Pater on these garments? She'ikar havas ha-sudarim ahim mitchiluhu kedei le'esatev bohem sevivos harosh mipnei hakor. Velasos tzel al harosh bizman hachom. So, like we learned already earlier, many times it's come up that you only chayev tzitzis on a garment that's a garment, a beged of the guf, not a garment of the head. That's why we said it's not even so pashut about putting the atara on the talus, because it makes it look more like giving chashivas to the head. It can't be a garment of the head; it has to be a garment of the body. So here, the Beis Yosef says the reason why they brought these sudarim in the first place was to wrap themselves around the head because of the cold, and to put shade on their heads because of the sun. So they were, in essence, initially taken as head garments. V'gam l'chasos b'harosh b'achatichos ha-beged b'eishu ola likro b'atora. They also used these garments to cover their heads when they got an aliyah l'atora. So the same garment that they used for the cold and for the sun, they used when they got an aliyah. V'lochein af sherov hayom hu mevi al haguf. Even though the majority of the day people would walk around with it around their body, so it in fact was around their body, and it was the shear of tzitzis, shuv havalek sus roshu pater. It still gets a din of the head covering, a head garment, and therefore it is pater from tzitzis. So even though you're wearing it around your body most of the day, but it's in essence a head covering, and therefore it's pater from tzitzis. Va'od yei shlomer, you could say further, she'ikar havas ha-sudarim ahim hu le'ishtamish behem l'kam advarim. Or you could say that these begadim were used for various things, as we'll see right now. Lachkor behem kishosim shuv avot shum avodas masa. They would wrap it around their waist when they wanted to carry a heavy load, like a weightlifting belt. Lekaneil behem es hayadayim. They used these garments to dry their hands. Velitzer behem mos, to wrap money in them. Ulahavi behem peros, to bring fruit in them. Ulekaneil chazeya, and to wipe the sweat with them. So afal pi shenenim behem b'cham b'nei acham u'b'gishavim b'nei agishavim. So even though they were used for beneficial reasons, for pleasure, to block out the sun or the rain, kevan shava osam ein lakach lo chashiva, since its initial bringing was not for these purposes of blocking the sun or for blocking out the heat, it's not chashiv. V'lo karinan asher techaseba, we won't call upon it the pasuk of asher techaseba that you cover yourself with, it because it's brought for all these other reasons, not really to be a garment. And according to this last reason, mashma she'eskimu ha-magen Avram v'agra she'etikuhu b'be'urim, it's mashma from the Magen Avram and the Gra that they also were masking to this last point he said. Ulefi zeh nireh, according to this it appears, v'mekomeinu, in our places, she'nisbashet mechadash gamkein lahalos kemin chaticha gedola shel ama v'yoser al k'seifayim, that the minhag has evolved to wear these garments that are bigger than an amma. They are a shir tzitzis around the shoulders. The ein bazeh shum tam me'ela hata'omim kefi shiyadu alanu shechai betzitzis. So if it was not brought for one of these reasons that we said their garments were brought in the olden days, then the garments nowadays would be chai betzitzis. By the way, the first thing I did when I learned all these halachas that we're going to do today is I went to measure my scarf just to see how wide it was. But it was not even close to an amma. An amma is a minimum of 18 inches wide. So your average scarf, I mean, mine was, I don't know, I didn't measure it exactly. I just looked at it like 5 or 6 inches. There's nothing anywhere near that. But anyway, but whatever garment he's referring to that they had in their days, they wore around their shoulders, so that would in fact be chayv and tzitzis, because that was not brought for these other reasons that we're saying these other garments were brought for.
In that case, I mean, the garment might not be wide enough to use that.
If it's not wide enough, then it's not, the whole discussion doesn't start. The whole discussion only starts if it's wide enough, it has the measurements for a beged, then the shaila is it considered a beged that's chayv and tzitzis, or is it not considered a beged? Is it really made for the head? Is it made to wrap money up? What is the purpose of the beged? But he's saying that there are garments that they were wearing in his times that they were not used for these other reasons, and they were the proper size, they would be chayv and tzitzis. And then he goes on and says, Achle ta'amim acherim shehevi b'beis Yosef. But for other reasons, possibly you could patter them up that the Beis Yosef brings. One of the reasons is that some say, Beis Yosef brings down from some poskim, that it's only going to be chayv and tzitzis if you wear derech levisha. That you will see exactly how that's defined by some poskim, but that you actually wear the garment, not that it's lying on top of you, but you actually wear it, like you put your guf in the garment, not that it's just thrown on top of you. So that's why, that's a tzad why you could patter these garments. Or because it's only there for honor, not because of the cold and the hot. Esher the Eish Lahakel, it could be another reason to be Mekel. Acharbe Chokam al Eilat Ta'amim, and many argue on these reasons. Kamavur be Beisyosi with Archimosha, Al Kain Yeresha Maim Yasa Karen Achas Agula. Therefore, one who fears heaven would round one of the corners of these garments, and therefore it would patter it altogether. If you look at note 27, he points out, Ukeshem Misatef Besadin. We're going to see later on in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Yud Ches, if Katan Ches, that if you, it's really covering yourself with a blanket, as we'll see. Sheyesh omrim she'enu chai betzitzis, kevan shezu derech ha'olah. This is the derech of having it on top of you, not wearing it. Va'atora lo chai betzitzis elarak bederech malbush u'itov. Only if you're wearing it as a derech malbush or you're wrapped in it. V'yesh omrim shegam bederech ha'olah v'afilu imrak metziah tachto beged shalara kanfos chai betzitzis. Some are machmi over there, as we'll see later, and they say even something that's just derech ha'olah, or it's even under you, a possibly chayv and tzitzis. We'll get to that discussion later. But the next paragraph in note 27 is very important. Ubechiluk bein ha'olah levisha kosav ha'ayelas ha'shachar sha'gedorim bekalchem. The way we define whether it's derech ha'olah or derech levisha is like this. She'im ha'guf machzik es ha'beged nikru levisha. If the body is like holding on to the garment, you know, like we put on our jacket, so our body is holding on to it, even our tzitzis that we wear, so our body is inside the garment. Avalim ena beged tofus beguf, the beged is not being grabbed by the body. El rak munoch alav kemo sadin she miskasabo b'shchiva. If it's just resting on your body like a blanket that's covering you when you're lying down, o kippah sha'arosh or a yarmulke that's on your head, nechshav l'ha'olah, that would be derech ha'olah. So these are different svaras of why one could be lenient. But again, the first point is, in any garments that we would have, is that if it's not at least an amma, which is at least 18 inches, there's nothing to talk about. This is only talking about some kind of garment that they had that was more than that size, so then they're coming up with different svaras about why it would be pater in tzitzis. We'll see much more of this very shortly in the next halacha. Looks like you have a question.
According to that chilek, I mean, our talises that we wear seem like they're derech ha'olah. I mean, you don't put your body into the talis.
Right. Yeah, but that's derech itov. You know, as he said, that was in the previous paragraph. Yeah, hatorah lo chayv is el derech malbush o itov. Seems like that's a separate category. Either like your body's in it, or itov, like you're totally wrapped in it, as opposed to when you're lying down, it's just covering you. So it could be derech ituf is more, because it's totally enveloping you, which is what we do with our talis gadol. But we're gonna that's a good question, and we're gonna have that question even stronger in another moment, because it was something that I passed over a little fast that the Bir Lacha mentioned over here, which we'll speak out in more detail in a second. But what I passed over a little quickly is that he threw out a tzad to be mekel is it's only derech kavod and not b'nei hakor v'achom. Now, except for the Shabbosim, when it's very cold in the Beis Medrash and you're happy to have your talis on, in general, we put our talis on for derech kavod. It's not for the cold, it's not for the heat, it's not for the sun. So where do you put in our talis gadol? That's going to be a big discussion between the Beis Yosef and the Archi Moshe, which we're going to speak out in the beginning of the next halacha. So let's see the next halacha, and we'll see some very interesting things. Halacha Yud Beis. Now, don't get scared off by the names of these garments. We'll just try to get through them. Malbushim shebe Mitzrayim, the garments that are in Mitzrayim, hanekroam guchash, v'chein mintigi, v'do almanish, v'kaftanish, upidanish, shebe togarma, that means in Turkey. So all these garments that they have in Mitzrayim, or these garments they have in Turkey, afal pi shiesh behem dalet kanofim, peturin. Even though it has four corners, they are pater. That's what the Mechaber says. He does not give a reason. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah We'll see the Beis Yosef's reasons. The Ramah says, "V'hu adin mabushim shagalilos b'nei Ashkenaz u'svarad." So too, the garment that they wear in the locations of Ashkenaz and Svarad, they're also pater. We'll see what that's referring to. Why? Here's a big Ramah. Ho'el v'ein kanfeim asuyim sheyu shnayim lifneim u'shnayim la'achareim muchuvanim zo kineged zo peturim. Since their corners are not made two in front, two in back, mechuvan, like across from each other, it's going to be pater. That's a big line. Since he says the reason, again, the Machaber didn't tell us the reason why. The Ramah's adding on a reason, and we're going to see that in the Beis Yosef, there are two reasons brought down. The Ramah argues with them, and the Ramah says a different reason. The Ramah says, since they don't have two corners in front, two corners in back that are mechuvan, connected each other, they're not across from each other, therefore it's going to be pater. Let's talk a little more before we have questions. The Mishabura writes in Sefkatan Lamed Vav, I'm just going to speak out to Beis Yosef in a moment. But look, first of all, the Mishabura writes, Sefkatan Lamed Hey, Afa Pi Sheishlem Hatam Ayim Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef gives two reasons for this halacha. Let me first describe what these garments are. And some of the picture, Mishaburas have the pictures. This is a picture of a jacket or a sweater that doesn't have a collar like this. It's just a regular, let's say like a zip-up cardigan. So it has, if your zipper's open, it has two corners on the bottom, and it has two corners on top. So it has four corners. So that's the beged they're describing over here. So either a jacket or a sweater, two corners on top by the collar, two corners on the bottom in the front. So four corners are on the front. So the Beis Yosef brings two reasons why this garment is pater from tzitzis. His two reasons are as follows. One is that these garments are usually worn as outer garments, like a sweater or a jacket, and they're only worn as derech kavod, so they're not chayv in tzitzis. That's one reason, like we just saw in the Bir Halacha. And the second reason he brings down, apparently they were a little bit longer coats. He says also that these were longer coats, and the tzitzis would drag on the floor, and therefore they would break, and you'd have to constantly fix them. These are the two reasons the Beis Yosef brings down. The Ramah argues on both reasons. The Ramah says that according to your first reason, the Ramah in the Darche Moshe, which is on the Beis Yosef, he says, your first reason that says they're not chayav because only they're covered, so that would knock out our talus that we wear every day. We're not wearing that to protect us from the heat or the cold or anything. It's just wearing it for derech kavod, for tefillah, for derech kavod. We put it on special for the mitzvah. That wouldn't be chayav according to you. And according to the second reason, it brings a raya from the Gemara, not like him. In the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara is about the Churban, it talks about someone named Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, that he was called that because he had very long tzitzis. So he brings a raya from there that the fact that you have long tzitzis that are dragging on the floor is not a reason to pater you from tzitzis. The Ramah therefore says the reason why it's not good is because it doesn't have two in the front and two in the back, mechuvan, connected each other. And he brings a very interesting thing. It's not brought in the Mishavura. He just references it. I in the B'darche Moshe, we'll see it in a minute. But what he brings is the Medrash, very interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael went into the Yamsuf, and the Malach Gavriel went in with them, and warned the water not to mess with Klal Yisrael. Said he spoke to the water in front of them. Let's start with the right. He said he went to the water on the right side and said, you better not start up with Klal Yisrael because they're going to accept the Torah from Hashem's right hand. He went to the left, the water on the left, and said, don't mess with Klal Yisrael because they are going to wear tefillin on their left arms. He went to the water in front of them. It sounds like when they first went in, before it even split, the water in front of them, or when it started to split, the water in front of them, and he said, don't mess with them, Klal Yisrael is going to do a bris milah in the front. And he went to the water behind Klal Yisrael, and he said, don't mess with them, because they're going to be throwing two tzitzis behind them. So the Ramah says, you see from here, right, this beged has four corners, two on top in the front, two on the bottom in the front. But according to that measure, Zakta Darche Moshe, you see you need two tzitzis behind you. And I saw it brought down, this is wild. And this would be a big problem for us. The Gra and Rav Chaim Volozhin, because of this Darche Moshe, because of this Medrash, they did not hold all four tzitzis during Kriya Shema because they wanted to fulfill this Darche Moshe and have two tzitzis behind them. So they only held the two front tzitzis during Kriya Shema, so the other two would be behind them. So I was just thinking, according to that, so when we sit down, a lot of times we throw the sides of our, right, the back of our talus in the front. So according to that Gra and that Rav Chaim Volozhin, so we wouldn't want to do that. We'd want to keep them in the back. But okay, could be we do that just so they don't get ruined on the floor or get stepped on. But anyway, that is the Medrash that Darche Moshe says. The Prima Gadim, as we'll see, quoted, they don't speak out the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says that's just a drush, that's a Medrash. We don't learn halacha from there. So they take issue with this Darche Moshe. But that is the Ramah, and that is the source for this halacha, where the Ramah says the reason why this sweater or jacket kind of garment with the four corners in the front is not for the two reasons the Mechaber brings in the Beis Yosef. Rather, it's because of the Medrash by Kriyas Yamsuf. It's on the words, V'hamayim lehem choma, the water was for them a wall. This is the Medrash. I looked it up in the Yalkut Shimoni. And therefore, we have to have the tzitzis in the front and the tzitzis in the back. With that introduction, let's see the Mishnah. Shabura, and then we'll take questions, unless it's very quick. Okay, what's your question, Alex?
According to that, the only shape the beggar can be is either square or rectangular.
Correct.
However, we discussed it before that you can cut across and create new corners.
Okay, so we'll see. Yeah. Okay, right. So it might not have to be exact. You're saying a good point. Yeah, we'll have to see how exacting it has to be. You're right. How exacting? The Rambam says it has to be mechuvan. Like, how mechuvan does it have to be? Like, mamish, you have to measure exactly. You're saying good. Let's hold off. Let's see the Mishabura and see what information we can get. So we'll see the Mishabura. I in the Beis Yosef Dachim Moshe. Now we know what they all say. Zok the Mishabura Sef Katan La Mirvav. So this is going on the Ramah that said the reason why this garment, again with the four corners in the front, is not good because you need two in the front, two in the back, Mechuvin can connect each other. Says the Mishabura, Vihinei Ha Beis Yosef Kosav. Yesh la dakte b'malbushim shalonu. We have to investigate our garments. Sheyesh lahem shtei knafos somuch latzavar. They have two corners close to the neck. Ushtei knafos somuch la'aretz. And two corners close to the ground. Lama ein matilin b'hem tzitzis. Why don't, apparently the minhag goes to wear these garments and not put tzitzis on. Why don't we put tzitzis on these garments? V'teretz al zeh kama terutzim. And he speaks out a few terutzim. We just spoke out two of the Beis Yosef's terutzim. V'docha osam adarche Moshe. And we just spoke out how the darche Moshe pushed off those two terutzim of the Beis Yosef. V'omar hu tam la minog. And the Ramah in the darche Moshe brings the reason for the minog. D'mi'achar d'mitzvah tzitzesu l'chatchila sheyachzir shtayim l'fonav u'shtayim l'achrov. Since the mitzvah of tzitzes l'chatchila is based on that medrash and based on that medrash alone, is to have two tzitzis in front and two tzitzis in the back. Umalbushim shalonu heim kol ha'arba knafos lefana. Then we have all four corners in the front on these sweaters or jackets. V'efshar lahalbisham b'yanachir. There's no other way to put it, this garment on. This garment is a nice fitting garment that goes that way. There's no other way to wear it. Ein chayavim b'tzitzis. Therefore, it's not chayavim tzitzis. V'zehu ma'ashekosav. That's what the Ramah means when he says, ho'il v'ein kanfeyim asuyin v'chuli. That's what it means, that the garments are not made with two in the front, two in the back, mechuvan, because they're all in the front. Fine. Now he goes to the other garments. Umalbush akarin ruk, which the Targum on the bottom says, a me'il, which is a jacket. Now, this is described in a funny way. I did see one mishnah that had a picture of it. But it's a picture is what it says. I don't know what I was imagining, but it describes it well. It's just a funny kind of scenario. Shemuchubur lamalo chatichas beged mirubaas. Attached to the top of this garment, this coat, is a piece of material that is square, umunach al kesefo me'achorav, and it's on the back. It's on your shoulders on the back. So the way they showed in the picture was like a little bit like our jackets we have in the front, but then there's a long square piece attached to in the back, like just laying flat across the middle of your shoulders and the top of your back. It's just a square piece of material that's there, but this piece of material has two corners on the bottom. Shekorin kalner, which is called kalner, which is the collar. Poshet hu de putter. This garment is for sure putter. Why? Sharei letzad mala ein lo knafos. Because on the top part there are no corners. Rakanfos hakalner. Just the corners of this collar in the back. Hamunachim lo ktsas me'achorav, which are pushed a little bit towards the back of his neck. Ve'ein ze kronos. That's not considered good corners. Ho'ul ve'ein ashnei kronos shemi'achorav mechuvanos neged haknafos shelofanov. Because the two corners in the front are all the way at the bottom by the floor. And the two corners in the back are by your neck. So that's obviously not mechuvan. I don't know what, it's not more pasha than the other case. It's more obvious it's not chayv if all of them are in the front. Here you at least have two in the back, but still it's not good because it's not mechuvan. Two are in the back by your neck, and two are in the front all the way by the floor. Therefore, that garment is also a putter in tzitzis. Ad kan loshen adarche Moshe. Till there is the words of the darche Moshe. V'kosav ha-Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says on this, Yan shalocha zuro fefes bidei ha-ga'onim. Since this halacha is weak in the hands of the ga'onim, velo matzu tam nochum, and they didn't find really a proper reason to patter it, ki gam al tam adarche Moshe yesh l'fakfek harbe, because even the reason of adarche Moshe was that, which was that medjus by Kriyas Yamsuf, there is what to argue on kemosha kaza prima gadam, like the prima gadam says that we don't learn halacha from the Joshim. Al Cain, therefore, says the Magen Avram, Yirei Shemaim Yaseh Keren Achas Agula. One who fears heaven, even if he has one of these garments with the two corners in the front by the floor, the two corners in the back by the neck, he should, or maybe the one in the front, whichever one he's talking about, maybe both, should round one of the corners so it's not a four-cornered garment. Just to avoid problems. Kemosha Kosa Bebeis Yosef B'Shem HaZakenim. V'chein Das HaPrim Begodim U'Shari Achronim. So the Poskim come out, even though there are reasons to say it's not Chayv and Tzitzis, but Elmaisa, it's not It's not so clear. Everyone's arguing with everyone else. It's not so clear-cut why it shouldn't be chayiv. And therefore, best, if you fear heaven, round the corner, avoid the problem if you have such a coat. Ubeprapi amenu, certainly in our days, ba'osam ha'begodim shenogu mechadosh la'asosam pasuach me'achareim. Certainly the garments we have in our days, that they have a split in the back, like our coats. V'hu ha'beged ha'nikra kapata. It's a kapata. Or if you look in the bottom, beged elyon frak. Right, so we have a frock, a long coat, which is split in the back. So it has four corners, just on the bottom, it has four corners. Again, it would only be a problem if it's split more than halfway up, like we've been learning until now. A little split, a little slit in a Shabbos coat that's only, you know, a little bit, two feet, and the coat's 5 feet, so that wouldn't be chayiv. It would have to be that it goes majority of the way up. So it would have to be a nice size slit, which could be they are.
But even that, we still have, there's nothing in front now. What the thing that you need?
No, it does have the front, because on the bottom you have two corners in the front, and if there's a slit in the back, you have two corners in the back. This is a real problem. On the frock, you have four corners on the bottom. So that would be a serious issue. So he says, certainly in our days we have this coat called the kapata. Umatsihu kama pa'amim sheruba pasuach. And it comes out many times, the slit in the back goes majority of the way up the frock. Ulefi divri adarche Moshe chayvu betzitzis. According to Darche Moshe, which his whole thing was, you need two in the front, two in the back, mechuvim connected to each other, and you have that over here, so it's going to be chayv and tzitzis. Share shtei knafos shel achrav mechuvanos connected shtei knafos shel funav. Here you mamish have the two in the front, mechuvim connected to two in the back. You're chayv and tzitzis, absolutely. Alkein arotza lifter atzmo. Therefore, one who does not want to put tzitzis on this garment, mechuyav laso shom alkol ponim karen achas me osan arba knafos agula v'tipoter minatzitzis. He's mechuyav to make at least one corner from those four corners rounded to be poter from tzitzis. Right, everyone's going to go measuring their Rosh Hashiva's kapatas and see exactly how high up it's cut to make sure it's not chayv and tzitzis. But the way out, very simply, is that he'd be mechuyav to round one of the corners. Kidla'el b'siftas, like we saw earlier, if you round the corner, you are putter in tzitzis. Va'ayin sham bevir halacha. Then he writes an interesting thing. V'yoser tov shi'agel od shtei kronos. Really, it will be better, besides rounding one of the bottom four, you should round two more corners. Kedei she'tishoy rak ba'shalosh shi'atahi ba'shisha. Because really, this kapata has six corners. Four on the bottom, and the two on the top. Whether it's in the front, or the back, whatever it is, it has two on the top. It closes on the top, it's a coat. So that's two on the top, two on the bottom in the front, two on the bottom in the back. So rounding one of the bottom on the back avoids the issue of the Darche Moshe. But we still have the Mishnah that we just said before from the Magen Avraham, that since things are not so clear, even if you have four corners anywhere in the garment, you want to round one. So over here, you round one of the bottom ones, that takes it down to five. But according to some shittas, you might still be chayiv. Therefore, you want to round two more to get down to four, down to three. And therefore, ideally, you should round at least one of the bottom, for sure one of the bottom ones, and then two more. The other two that you round could be anywhere. As long as you're only left with three corners, that would be the best thing to do with such a garment. Fine. And the final Mishnah Berurah in the Siman is going on that which the Ramah said, that these garments, again, are patur because they do not have two corners in the front, mechuvin kineged, two corners in the back, and therefore, they are pater. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shnai L'Achareyim, Mizeh Aloshen Nimsha Shkoga Le'iza Anoshim. This is also a little bit of a funny case, and I found a picture in a certain Mishnah Berurah that describes this case, but also it's a little bit self-explanatory, but you don't really imagine such a case until you see the picture of it. He writes, from the Loshen of the Ramah, it comes out a mistake that people make. Shem Mekaplen Chelek Echon Me'atalas Ma'od Ad Shenase Dak. The Ein Mechasa Klal Rakat Savar. People want to make sure, they want to take this Ramah very seriously, that the beged is mechuvan mamish kineged, the front kineged the back. So they wrap up the back of the garment, they fold it over till it goes to their neck. And in the picture that I saw, it had the tzitzis hanging down their back, but the garment goes all the way up to their shoulders. The tzitzis are hanging back. And I guess they do something similar in the front, so they know exactly, it's very measured exactly. The tzitzis in the front are exactly mechuvan kineged, the tzitzis in the back. So they're keeping the Darche Moshe to the T, but they're causing other problems by wrapping the garment up so high, which should be obvious to everyone, but we'll see it inside. The kavanosam sheyeh shnei tzitzis la'achareyim mamish al kisveyim. Their kavana is that the two tzitzis in the back should be mamish on their shoulders, and it should be keneged the tzitzis in the front. The ein zem and amuvchah, that is not the way to do it the best way. The imkein ein kan kisru aguf ela kisru arosh. You have now made your garment into not a garment of the guf, but a garment of the head. That's not chayv and tzitzis. The yoser tov kaminag togarmin, and better is the custom of the Turkish. Shayad mafsekes b'chatzi hatalis, that the hand is being mafsik halfway through the talus, ba'ofen shemishnei atzadim, so that on both sides, ye'echon me'atzitzis lefanov v'chelak la'achrov, that one of the tzitzis will be in the front, that one will be in the back. Ditzadin de lefanov ul'achrov nami mikri lefanov ul'achrov lochein dai behefsek hayad. In other words, studim lefanov doesn't have to be exactly in the front, exactly in the back. The sides in the front is also fine. Therefore, the way I saw this in the picture book is our talus, if you have it down, not put up on our shoulders, you have it down and you have your, had a picture of a person with his arms, you know, like this, like, you know, raised up a little bit, and you had the tzitzis in the front and the tzitzis in the back. But I assume this also would, we would fulfill that as well, the way we put on our talus, that we put it over our shoulders and they're mechuvan in the front and the back. But it could be that to fulfill this Ramah in the best way, that when one puts his talus on, to move a little more down to the front. A lot of times, when we, this is just my own thought, a lot of times when we put on our talus, if you have a long talus, so you put it over your shoulder a little bit, it's much higher in the front than the back. If you want to keep to this Ramah, I guess a little more literally, like they were trying to do by folding it over, but you can wear the talus the regular way, but pull a little bit more over the front of the body, so the tzitzis in the front and tzitzis in the back are a little bit more level with each other, instead of the regular style, which is having it less in the front and much longer in the back. Sam, it would seem to be coming out from this Ramah.
So you've got to have a shorter talus.
You've got to loop it in your garment.
Or a shorter talus, either way, right.
Even if you have your talus in your garment?
The Chassidim, do they do it for that reason? To keep it, yeah? It could be they do.
You need to fulfill that with both the talik katan and the talik adol?
Well, the talus katan, I think, is made automatically like that. When you
right,
put on,
that's what I'm saying. Once you have, you have to fulfill that with both?
Oh, yeah, well, because we're making a bracha on it. It's the best way, because, yes, if you're wearing tzitzis and you want it to be the mitzvah done the proper way, so you should do it. Okay, let's stop here. We'll start the next 7 minutes tomorrow night.